Hey everybody, it's Friday. Are y'all ready for a great weekend? If you're here in Texas where I am, it's hot. It's hot. Jump in a swimming pool. Stay cool, people. Please hydrate and bring your animals inside. This is just too hot for somebody to be in. And if you see those road workers out there, give them a thumbs up and a honk and a little bit of love. They're working out there just trying to pay their bills. Okay, today we are talking about the benefits of legal CBD oil. And if you'll notice in all of my posts, I am stressing the word legal. And the reason why I'm doing that is because here in the state of Texas, we are definitely in the legislative fight. And we as law-abiding citizens want to honor those laws, and we do not want to break the law. And so with that being said, I had a very interesting conversation with two different people over the last 2 days. One of them was an herb shop owner, and he has CBD oil in his business. He invited the police in. They tested his merchandise. All of them passed except for one brand. That one brand was removed, no consequences. And he now knows to not order that brand again. They did advertise a no THC, but whenever it field tested, it clearly popped positive. So any of your products, if you are out and about, be aware, buyer beware on that one, that you need to definitely know the product that you're buying or the establishment you're buying from and trust the information. The other person that I talked to was a smoke shop owner. Now, the brand that I represent, they do not have a vape oil, so this is a little bit of a different scenario. Her husband owned 8 different smoke shops, and they actually have had all of their merchandise confiscated. It was not tested on site. It was just removed. And then they had to contact an attorney in order to try to get their merchandise back. The attorney, of course, is still steadily fighting it. And no charges were pressed because none of those products contained THC, but they still took them. And now, in order for to get that product back, they would have to go to the courts and actually sue for that back. Unfortunately for them, the state of Texas is not on their side for legal CBD oil, basically being in a business with it. So other states, it's a whole lot different, but the state of Texas is unique. And I've heard the same thing in Tennessee. She has friends in Oklahoma and Dallas, the county of Dallas and the city of Dallas. They're not having near the issues that the Houston area is having. I personally believe it's the sheriffs and the DAs in the area not fully educating themselves and also having their own belief structures. And of course, they're going to pursue those things, which they have every right to do. They are elected officials. And so the majority of the people you're going to assume agree with their decision making. So that's something legality wise, everyone needs to consider. If you're wanting to sell this product in our area, you need to be very, very aware. And I strongly suggest putting an attorney on retainer. Now, the company that I represent is out of California, so it is a product that you order from the state of California. It is delivered to your home. I never touch the product. I don't have nothing to do with it. All I'm doing is showing you this is where I get the product. That company gives me a referral fee for sending you there, and that's the way it goes. So that is how I have chosen to advertise legal CBD oil. And so that's really, really important for people to understand. I tell everyone, if you have this in your home, they're not going to come knocking on your door unless they believe that you are actually promoting this product out of your home. So just know that. Also, if you do have a police officer friend and they have a field test, ask them to test your product. I do that. I ask my police officer friends, test my product, make sure I don't have THC in it, because I don't want to sell something that has THC in it. And so they do that for me. It passes. And they're like, you're good. I'm like, thank you. And I go on about my business. But anyway, that's the way that goes. So benefits of CBD oil. And I always do a little legality talk on the beginning of it, because I think everybody needs to be very, very, very informed before they make a decision to pursue the purchase of CBD oil. CBD oil, the research shows that it is beneficial in so many areas of our health. I am enamored with this product. I really am. And the more research you do, I think that you will too. And everybody that's pro CBD oil, they're just like me. They honestly cannot educate themselves enough on this product. One of the benefits, an easy one to always think about, is anti-anxiety and mood disorders. So it has benefits in that area. Some people say it gives them a calming effect, clearer thoughts. ADHD people, people with anxiety disorders, see huge benefits in this. And so I do believe and have personal testimony as well that this does help this. So if that's something that you would like to pursue, please let me know and we'll get I'll shoot my link to you. You can get it taken care of, or you can find CBD oil in your area. Again, just check those legality issues. The next thing that I tell everybody is it has a pain relieving property. So legal CBD oil has shown significant pain reduction benefits. You can use this as an oral, the drops where you take it and you swallow it, and you do it twice a day depending on what you're going to do, and that helps to give your whole body a total benefit. But what it does, it helps to keep that pain off. The second way is to apply it as like a lotion or a salve, and you can actually take those drops and apply them and massage them into the skin. I do like our company with their salves because they have other ingredients that just kind of boost up that CBD oil. So if you have low back pain, knee pain, joint pain, shoulder pain, neck pain, like I had neck pain last night, I had my husband rubbing on, it immediately eased, it allowed that muscle to relax, and I was able to sleep with no problems. I woke up just a little bit stiff this morning, put it on, good to go. And so it really is that simple. I didn't take Advil, I didn't take Motrin, I didn't take anything with side effects that could be harsh on my system. I'm really trying to get away from that because I'm finding that the side effects of all those medicines, they're really starting to eat away at our bodies. And I don't want that for us. Some other benefits are lowering blood sugar levels, lowering cholesterol levels. There's definitely some research going on to help. How does it help with eyes? So people who have glaucoma. I actually am considering getting some from my mom. She was diagnosed with macular degeneration. Now, although there are no formal studies to show that CBD oil does help with macular degeneration, all the research is there that it is clearly a better product for our eyes, and it does strengthen that eye and all the things that go into how the eye operates. And so I'm putting her on it, and like I said, I'm going to put you on this, and if it decreases the macular degeneration's progress within your eyes, then that's a win for us, and I'm not going to wait around for the research to tell me otherwise. So anybody that has eye issues could be beneficial for them. Anybody that has, I did mention the blood sugar. I did mention the cholesterol. It also helps to lower blood pressure. It also helps to boost your immune system. It helps with ADHD symptoms. I said that already. Some family members are giving it to their children who are on the spectrum of autism. They see a dramatic increase. Now that one is really interesting, and I'm actually going to do a whole podcast just on autism because there is a research out of Israel, and it is amazing to me in 2 short months the results that they got using CBD oil. Now, I tell everyone there are some properties that will help stop the growth of cancer cells. Okay, now if you heard me very carefully, I said stop the growth of cancer cells. And the reason why I said it like that is because the more and more research I do, I just kind of feel like cancer is not something we're going to play with. It's just, it's life-threatening. And you know what? If I was diagnosed with cancer or my family member was diagnosed with cancer and you asked me what I was going to do, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to load myself up in my vehicle and I'm going to go to a state where they sell legal cannabis for medical purposes and I'm going to consume it. If I have to move to those states in order to do that to save my life, I'm going to do it because cancer is not something we're going to play around with. However, there are those people that are just not wanting to do that for their own reasons, for their own morality reasons, for their own, they just don't want to do it. I get that. and I support you because you know what? It's your life. It's your choice. And so what I tell them is take the highest dose of legal non-THC CBD oil, orally drop twice a day, and let's just pray for the best. Because at that point, what's it going to hurt? Because the side effects of using CBD oil are minimal to none. The majority of people experience none. And so I need you to realize that compared to active chemotherapy, that's a huge thing. Now, I tell everybody, if the doctor prescribes you chemotherapy and you're comfortable with that decision, then you do that. Again, if it were me, if I were diagnosed with cancer today, I would do what they tell me to do, and I would be using every means necessary in order to heal my body. The same for my family. So like I said, if you're going through that, then we're going to support you and come alongside you and message me, and I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to do whatever I can from here to send as much positive energy to you for that. Okay. So those are just like 5 or 6 things that it benefits. I have list and list and list. I could read them to you and read them to you and read them to you. I could spend hours on this thing telling you testimonies of the positive benefits of legal CBD oil. And so the more research you do, the more you're going to just be consumed with this product. I cannot tell you. I believe that it is a historical plant. If you look in the Bible, they speak of using oils. I read some wonderful theology historical papers last night that they actually do believe that some of those oils were indeed hemp oils. Of course, they use the term cannabis, but now that we truly know that what we know as cannabis today and what we know as hemp today are very different things. And so that really intrigued me. It also intrigues me that even our own Declaration of Independence is written on hemp paper. And so this is a renewable product that I think that we need to fully investigate and not be afraid of anymore. All right, guys, you know what to do. Go to @CrazyCBDLady on Facebook and Instagram. Give me a like, give me a share. Enjoy this day and enjoy your Friday. Have a great day, and I want you all to be well. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.